As the drums of war grow increasingly deafening, a few small statements offer a glimmer of hope. The comment from Lebanese caretaker Foreign Minister Abdullah Bouhabib almost went unnoticed amid the maelstrom of threats. Hezbollah is ready to withdraw behind the Litani River if Israel stops its violations. And so, we are back to the very essence of Resolution 1701, adopted following the July 2006 war. However, two conditions must be met for its implementation. Asterisk the deployment of the Lebanese army, adequately equipped and in sufficient numbers, along the border. Asterisk the catch is that the Lebanese parliament still hasn't elected a president. The Lebanese political class is paralyzed at the thought of making any move before having a clear view of the outcomes of the Gaza war. A rather poor strategy. With time running out, it would be both astonishing and illegal to finalize agreements without anyone available to sign them. Asterisk this would put Lebanon in an even worse position than it is today, which is not far-fetched despite the obvious overall decay of its institutions. The solution is simple but demands some bravery, which is not exactly the main quality of our politicians. Questions. Who would be in charge of the army's deployment? The army commander-in-chief, Joseph Aoun. He would be central to restoring territorial sovereignty. So why wouldn't he also oversee the actual implementation of this long-overdue resolution? To do so, he would need a legitimate status. The status of a president. One that would be strong, well-respected, endorsed by the international community, the political parties, and the Lebanese people. The Lebanese people who today are at the bottom of the current ruler's priorities. A man free of any suspicion of corruption, a rarity worth noting, and who has actually succeeded in his position. Gentlemen MPs, by all means, take action. History will remember that you made an effort to save Lebanon. The petty partisan calculations, the fruitless negotiations, the endless wait for a foreign solution, these are all depriving the suffering people of valuable time. Perhaps it's time to genuinely embrace independence. August 1st is Army Day, the last institution still standing.